What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
2 days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he was working alone at night, no one there with him, but after a few shifts, started to feel like something was watching him, but only when he missed something.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you very much for listening. So share your real ghost story with us if you have one. If you want to call it in, you can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. That's easy. You can also write it down. That's easy. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you are interested in becoming a premium subscriber, that's easy too. You can sign up at Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories, and you can get no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. I'm Carol Hughes, and Harper is here today.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you, Carol?
I kind of have an allergy problem today.
Yeah.
It's getting a little bit better. But
right, that's good.
Yeah, I looked yesterday and it was like, I'm like, what is the matter with me today? So I'm like, I wonder if it's a thing. Like if everybody's having allergies, I looked it up. It was extremely high. So how is school going?
It's going good. Just kind of trekking along through the year. And I've got the play coming up here soon. And I'm really excited about that.
I'm really excited for you about that.
I'll have my dad send you pictures. And
oh my God, I can't wait. I wish I could come.
Wish you could come too.
This girl's getting her other hip replaced.
Oh yeah.
I will be like walking fast again.
Hey, after recovery.
Right? I had one done 2 years ago now almost, and I needed the other one done at the same time. But it was just a lot. So now I'm getting this one done in like less than a month.
So I mean, hey, when I come see you after the wedding, we'll be able to walk around a whole bunch.
It'll be easier than last year when you were here. Well, here is our first story of the day. And this is from someone. It says, I worked evenings at a small storage facility. People rented units, came and went during the day. By the time I came in, things had usually slowed down quite a bit. My shift was mostly about closing up. I'd check the main building where the indoor units were, make sure the office was secured, lock the outer gate before heading out. Pretty routine. After a couple of weeks, I could go through the whole process and not really think that much about it. There were a lot of small rules that went along with it. Most of them for safety. Certain doors had to be shut and latched. Certain hallways had to be cleared. There were a few things you were supposed to double check, even when they seemed fine at a glance. None of it was difficult, easy to rush through it if you're trying to get out of there quickly. Most nights, to be honest, that's exactly what I did. One evening in particular, I was in a hurry. I had plans after work. I didn't want to be stuck there any longer than I had to be. Nothing was wrong. Nothing felt off. I was just moving faster than usual, skipping over things that didn't seem important. I knew what I was supposed to do, but I also knew from experience that most of it didn't really matter. As I was walking down one of the side corridors, I felt something tap the back of my arm. Not strong, but enough to make me stop. And I turned around right away, expecting to see someone behind me, but the hallway was empty. I stood there for a second, trying to figure out if I brushed against something without realizing it, maybe caught my sleeve on a corner or something like that, but there wasn't anything that could have done it. I didn't really think much more about it. It didn't feel threatening. It felt weird. I chalked it up to me moving too quickly and not paying attention. Kept going, made my way toward the front of the building, and when I got there, I noticed that one of the interior doors down that same corridor was open. I knew I hadn't closed it. More importantly, I knew I hadn't even checked it. That was one of the steps I had skipped. I remember standing there for a second, just looking at it, feeling a little annoyed with myself for missing something so simple. I walked back, closed it, made sure it latched the way it was supposed to, then finished up the rest of the building without rushing quite as much. At the time, I didn't connect the two things at all. The tap on my arm and the door, open door, felt unrelated, just two small things that happen on a night when I really wasn't paying attention. A couple nights later, something similar happened again. I wasn't in as much of a hurry, but I was still moving through things faster than I should have been. I skipped checking one of the back areas that almost never had any issues and headed toward the exit. As I got closer to the front, I heard a noise behind me. It wasn't a voice or anything I could clearly identify, just a sound like something moved. I stopped and listened, thinking maybe someone had come in late or that I had somehow missed someone still being in the building. I waited for a second, expecting to hear footsteps or a door, but nothing followed. Building was quiet again. For some reason, I turned around and walked back the way I had come. I don't know why I did. I just had a feeling that I missed something. When I got back to that area I had skipped, I found another door not secured. It wasn't wide open like the first time, but it wasn't shut properly. It was just enough that it could have caused a problem if someone had tried to access it the next day. That's when it started to feel less like me just forgetting things. I closed it, checked it twice, stood there for a moment longer than I needed to. I remember thinking about the first night, about the tap on my arm and how I brushed it off. I still wasn't jumping to any conclusion, but I couldn't ignore that both times I'd skipped something, I ended up being brought back to it. After that, I made a point of going through everything the right way, not rushing, not skipping steps, just doing the job the way I was supposed to. And for a while, nothing happened. No sounds, no strange moments, nothing stood out. One night, I slipped back into old habits. It wasn't even intentional. I was tired, ready to be done. I caught myself moving through the building faster than usual again. I skipped one of the last checks and headed toward the front. Keys already in my hand, thinking I was finished. And I felt it again, the same spot as the first time, same kind of tap on the back of my arm. After a second, I turned around, walked back down the corridor. Sure enough, there was something I had missed, a door that needed to be closed just like before. I remember just shaking my head and letting out a small laugh, not because it was funny, but because I didn't know what else to do. I closed it, checked everything else, finished the job properly. After that, I stopped trying to cut corners completely. It wasn't worth it, and honestly, I didn't feel like testing it anymore. From that point on, I did everything the way I was supposed to every single night, and once I did, it stopped. I stayed there a few more months before moving on. Nothing like that ever happened again. I never told anyone I worked with about it because I didn't even know how I would explain it. Looking back, I've tried to come up with a reasonable explanation for it, but it didn't feel random. It didn't happen on nights when I was doing everything the right way. It only happened when I tried to rush, when I skipped steps, when I didn't follow the routine I had been taught. Whatever it was, it didn't feel like something trying to scare me. It felt like something correcting me. Anyway, I figured I'd finally share it, see what you guys think. It's not the kind of story that keeps you up at night, but it's definitely one I've thought about a lot. Thanks for the show. I listen a lot. It's good to hear other people talk about things that don't always make sense. Not sure who wrote that in. That's interesting. So if I am a ghost and I was manager of a storage facility, I don't want to go back and haunt it. It's like always watching over people for all eternity. Like Harper, tap, 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 go back and check the doors.
Right.
I don't want to have to do that. I don't know what I would want to haunt, but I appreciate though somebody wanting the job done correctly. I do appreciate that.
I do appreciate that too. But like, it would freak me out. Number one, just to like have all these like random doors be open on like the day that I didn't check them. And number two, I would probably agree with it. It's like, okay, I know I should be doing all this stuff and I'm not.
You know, it's interesting that he or she was able to pick up on that.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, when I rush, that's when this stuff happens.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people would never put those things together. And a lot of people might have felt the tap and been like, I'm out of here. I'm done. Turn around left.
Yeah.
So I like the fact that this person cared enough to do their job right, and that whatever this managerial ghost person thing, managerial ghost, I guess, I appreciate that it wants a job done right too.
Yeah, I appreciate that as well.
But golly, like, I think that would be hard to constantly feel like you're being judged and watched all the time. But again, maybe that is a good thing to have, you know, to have a ghost, because we were just talking about that. Like, maybe it would be good to have a ghost like that. That'd be like,
maybe.
You're not doing it right. You could do better. Or would that get really old? Might get really old. It's like, okay, I can't do better all the time. Sometimes I'm average.
It's an encouraging ghost.
Yeah. But man, you're living up to the managerial ghost standards all the time.
Yeah. And hey, maybe that's a good thing.
Exactly. Well, if you're working at a storage facility, it is. As long as they leave you alone after that, it's like, I'll do it your way at work, but don't go follow me home.
Yeah.
Because I'm only going to disappoint you. Let's go to this story.
Hi, my name is Dallas. This is kind of weird or whatever, but this is something that happened a couple of years back. Before this time, I wasn't a big believer in any spiritual entities or anything like that. Whenever I lived in my old house, I was told that there was a guy that died in the house of two of his ex-wives. So he was a widow twice, and then he ended up dying in the same house. We ended up remaking the house completely, and we ended up getting this mirror. One thing about this mirror, though, is that one day I actually took a picture, and there was a lady that was looking straight down at my family. The creepiest of ways. We thought it was just a reflection off of the TV, because it resembled the same woman, kind of, but she had completely different clothes. And she wasn't doing the same thing that the mirror did at all. So that was the first part of it. Then later on, after we kind of forgot all about that, we thought it was just weird, whatever, my sister ended up getting up in the middle of the night, which me and her had our bedrooms really close to each other, right next to each other, and then we had a bathroom right outside. And every night she complained that there was some girl poking her And she was way too little to make this up. She was at the age of probably 3 or 4, possibly 5. No, actually 4 or 5, my bad. And she couldn't be making this up. It wasn't just a spring. It wasn't anything like that. She was quite convinced that it was a little girl poking her. She ended up getting up out of bed one night, though, and I thought nothing of it. I was just playing on my Xbox. And I saw her go to the bathroom. I was like, okay, okay. Then all of a sudden the door opens and she walks out of the bathroom and goes into her room. I thought nothing of it. Then I see it happen again, going from the bathroom back to her room for the second time. So I get creeped out at first, and I thought this was, it's just a deja vu. But then I realize nothing else is occurring that is doing the exact same thing. Not that everything else is completely different. So then I am a little creeped out, and then I go into my sister's room and ask her, hey sis, did you just get up? And she said, yes. I went to the bathroom. I said, okay, how many times did you go to the bathroom? Once. How many times did you come back? Obviously, she said once. So I was really creeped out. I didn't tell her anything about it. And I was like, okay, that's all I wanted to know. And then I calmly walked out and kept playing on the game or whatever. And then I ended up passing out. And my Xbox turned itself off, so everything was off after I passed out. And the creepiest thing of all is that the fact that in the middle of the night, I was woken up by the same girl that looked exactly like my sister. She was staring at me straight down. She was just watching me for hours and hours and hours, just sitting there. It creeped me out. I was honestly scared to the point where I wouldn't do anything. I just sat there, terrified. Finally, she just vanished. But before she vanished, she mentioned that her name was Samantha. And this is the weird part. I didn't have any clue on this, but my mom, I ended up telling her about this. And thing is, when she was little, she actually knew somebody that was haunting her also, whose name was Samantha. So it creeped her out. And that's my story.
You shared this story in a rather creepy manner.
Yeah.
Do you think they've got the same thing haunting them from mom to daughter to son?
I mean, what else could it be?
You know, is it...
Like, that? What a weird coincidence if it's not.
Yeah. Samantha. So what would it be?
I don't know.
It would almost seem like it would have to be something, someone that was in some way connected to their family. Because it doesn't feel like this kind of generous guardian spirit type of thing. It's like staring at him.
Yeah, this kind of feels a little bit resentful.
Yeah, and judgy and, like, intimidating, all those things.
Yeah.
I don't know that I like it.
I don't like it at all.
And I also think there's a whole nother side of this that we haven't heard. Because did mm-hmm. mom just drop that bombshell and then go about doing the dishes?
I doubt that.
Like,
I doubt that she just dropped that and was like, okay. Well, that's it. I'm going to go back and do the dishes.
Because I think if you had experienced that as a child and then you find out your children are experiencing that, I think you'd want to share some, like, you're not going crazy. You know, this is how I dealt with it. You know, I'm here for you if you need to talk. I hope that she added some motherly things in there.
I hope so.
Because it doesn't feel super... motherly, the way that was presented. It was just like, and I had a little girl named Samantha following me too. Y'all are on your own.
And now I pass that curse on to you.
How you deal with it? I don't know. I got dinner to make. You kids.
You kids.
Yeah, I just think that's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. If you want to call it in and leave us a voicemail, do that at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com and become a premium subscriber if you want. No commercials, advance episodes, access to the archive, and you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or you could sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.